Hey, Mike, Tim Carter, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Mike, thanks for holding on. You're very patient.
Hey, no problem. I appreciate your help here.
All right, pal, explain your problem.
Yeah, I sent you an email yesterday on this. I've got a concrete front porch and steps, and they're in need of some repair. When I bought the house about a year ago, it had streamstone all over it, and the streamstone was in pretty bad shape, and I decided to go ahead and chip it all off, hoping the concrete underneath would be in pretty decent shape. Unfortunately, I understand why the streamstone was put on there, as the concrete's in need of some repair here. So my question to you at this point, I kind of had some thoughts about what I want to do, and I wanted to kind of build up the steps instead of actually ripping them out to bring them up to a comfortable level so it's easier to walk on them. My problem is when I chip the streamstone off, there's a little bit of epoxy still on that concrete, and I guess my main question to you at this point would be, do I need to get that epoxy off? And if I do, how do I get it off?
No, the answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why your question's a great one. I can't tell you how many concrete porches around town here I've seen that are in bad shape. And some people, they just do the wrong thing. They just go ballistic and they tear them all out, and there's no need to do it. I mean,
okay.
Sometimes if the concrete is extremely rotten and there's no hope of salvaging it, I would agree, take it out. But in your case, based on the photos, I think you're in good shape. I don't think you got to do that. On my website, I've got a column or two about concrete overlays.
Mm-hmm.
And all a concrete overlay is, it just depends on the thickness. You can actually pour one concrete slab on top of another one. I mean, in other words, I know it sounds nuts, but if you had a 4 or 5 inch thick slab, you can pour another 3 or 4 inches on it if you want, if you got the height.
Oh.
But you can also pour a thickness of only 3/4 of an inch. You can also go even thinner. Let's say that you decide, to make this look good, I only need to add 1/8 of an inch. I mean, 1/8 of an inch is nothing.
Sure.
Okay. In that case, I really wouldn't call it concrete. It's more stucco, you know, where you're where you're just mixing sand and cement. Okay. So any of the vertical surfaces, you know, you're going to basically just kind of stucco those to make them look right.
Okay.
And it may take a couple of applications. And it's really easy to work with stucco if you mix it right, because the concrete or the stucco is very, very sticky. I mean, sticky, sticky, like you can't believe.
Wow.
And the key to make it stick are two things. Number one, the concrete's going to be clean and free of dust. It's going to be damp when you work with it, your existing concrete. You're going to mist it down, like with a hose or just a little spritzer bottle. And this is the thing that most people don't know about. This is an old, old trick taught me by an old-timer. I mean, when I was first getting into the business, I was talking to a concrete mason one day, and I was mystified as to how they had built some of these old steps. So you go through Hyde Park, and you see these beautiful concrete steps. And it's like, how in the world did they get those things to be finished that way? And he said, oh, it's easy. He said, we would pour the concrete the day before, and the concrete would still be green, and we would come back the next day, strip the forms, and stucco it, you know, with a 1/4 to 1/2 inch thick layer of cement. And, I mean, they're just finished gorgeously. I mean, I can't tell you how beautiful they are. I can take you to any number of houses that have it. So anyway, but he said what we did, though, to make sure that the new stucco stuck to the brand-new concrete is we painted cement onto the concrete.
Oh.
They actually take pure Portland cement, mix it with water. You know, Portland cement's just a powder.
Right.
You mix it with water until you have the consistency of latex paint.
Mm-hmm.
And you just paint that on your existing concrete, and you immediately, I mean, when I say immediately, I mean within seconds, cover it with your stucco mix.
Oh.
So you're only going to paint small areas as you're working with it.
Well, sure.
Okay, but now, the biggest thing you got to work out is where you're talking about how your current treads of the steps are different heights and you got to fix that.
Right.
Somehow you're going to have to do the math to get your risers all to be very close to the same amount. The building code does not allow a difference in height of risers greater than 3/8 of an inch anywhere on the whole set of steps.
Wow.
It's not 3/8 of an inch per riser. It's like you need to have all those risers the same. No more variance from any one to the other of more than 3/8 of an inch. So you may have to, you know, and the ultimate goal, if you can get there, is 7.5 inches.
Okay.
If you can somehow work out your risers that they're all 7.5, that's a very, very comfortable set of steps, especially if the tread is about 10 inches.
Mm-hmm.
7.5-inch riser, 10-inch tread are the most comfortable steps you can go up and down.
Let me ask you this, as far as the stucco is concerned.
Yes.
Can you stain that? Give
yes.
Any type of tint or hue?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Not even a problem. Now, that's going to be a little bit more of a challenge. I mean, you're going to, because unless you can do it all the same day,
mm-hmm.
okay, in other words, if you may want to practice. You actually may, well, here's what I would recommend for you, too, if you've never done this. Go buy 20 concrete blocks.
Okay.
Go into your garage, put down a piece of plastic, stack the concrete block on top of one another, like to make a little wall.
Sure.
And actually try to practice stuccoing those vertical surfaces.
Okay.
You know, till you learn. And I tell you on my website how to do it. You know,
okay.
Just go read all my concrete overlay columns and my stucco columns, and I kind of walk you through the process.
Okay.
And once you get good, then you can go outside. Here's the problem. When you go to, if you'd have to mix up different batches of stucco, and you don't get the color right.
Oh,
it's going to look ugly.
Sure.
See what I mean?
Oh, I understand that.
So
I got a big mess.
That's why if you're going to do the colorizing, then you need to do it all at once, or you need to do it after the fact, meaning you can wait till it dries, and then you can stain the dried steps in concrete after the fact. There's all kinds of really, really good stains that you can use after the concrete's dry.
Okay.
All right, pal?
Real quick, back to that epoxy, so I don't even have to mess with that.
No, because your overlay is going to go right over that, man.
Okay.
Your overlay is going to just go right over it.
Okay, great.
And then to practice how to put it on the flat areas,
uh-huh.
lay some of those concrete block down on, you know, flat on the ground.
Okay.
You know, and actually practice stuccoing, you know, putting a quarter inch thick layer of that stucco, and you just finish it just like you'd finish regular concrete.
Well, sure.
It's
wow.
really simple to do.
Great. Well, I appreciate your help. It sounds like I got a project for today.
I'd love to. yeah, you'll
and
be
tomorrow and the next week.
I hope that you got plenty of gas in your car because you're going to be working by the headlights of your car, man.
Sure.
Yeah, you're not going to do this in one day. I saw those photos.
Great. Yeah. Well, I will email you some once I've got it.
I'd love to. You should take photos as you go through the whole project. I'd love to see them.
Sure. Will do.
All right, Mike.
Thanks a lot for your help.
Thanks, dude.
Bye. All right,
bye.